This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Secret show for Friday, September 1st, 2023.
Yeah.
The day that it is.
Can I just say, for the people who are just, you know, hearing this right now, it's fresh and brand new. This is our fourth take. We never do that. We always just start and go, and that's the show. We've been so off.
We're in the weeds.
That
dude.
We've restarted this thing. We're on four now. Let's
this
hope
be a
that
great
we
show.
Can make it
this
through.
It.
Well, we keep going off topic to the point to things that we should not be talking about. Like, and you'd think anything would go on this show, but no. There are things that are like, you know, workplace stuff, and we just start talking about it. And it's like, okay, well, this takes ruin too. So this is it. Take four. Hello. It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Okay, now, yesterday. On the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Dun, dun, dun. We read you a very short text. An email. And I'm just going to quickly reread it, okay? My best friend's husband says weird, borderline inappropriate things to me when he drinks, like how I'm his type, and he does it all in front of his wife. How sexy she is, that kind of stuff. So the wife just laughs and hits him like, stop. And I'm like, I'm trying to shrug it off. And I tell my husband, he also is like, oh, that's weird, but not like concerned about it. And this guy's done it before, emphasizing how amazing I look or telling me how good I look. And I'm wildly uncomfortable with it. So her question was, am I just sensitive and overreacting, or is this actually weird? And how would you deal with it without ruffling feathers? Well, we said you should talk to the wife, your best friend, the wife, and say, I'm uncomfortable with this, but I don't want you to throw it on me. I want you to say you're uncomfortable and tell the husband to cut that shit out. And I thought, that's genius, Vinny. That is what should happen. And then Vinny spent all day thinking about it on a surfboard and decided he disagrees with himself.
It didn't take all day, but I definitely disagreed with myself just out of fear that if you go to the friend and say, this is making me uncomfortable and I'd like you to help me stop it, she might say... She might defend her husband. Unfortunately, in this world, well, it's not unfortunate, but I mean, you know, your marriage is who you've locked up with legally. You've thrown all in with somebody like that, and there is legal ramifications to an argument that blows up the fucking whole thing. Right. So you do have a tendency to be more careful with who you're married to. I know there are people out there with six marriages and, you know, two of them died in mysterious circumstances. Whatever. What I'm saying is.
Oh, I love that's murderers.
Not, that's not even funny.
That's just fun.
No.
I like
so,
it.
So all I'm saying, all I'm trying to say
go
is.
Go on.
After I thought about it, and I tried to put you in that situation and I was thinking, you know, Sarah, as smart as she is, as, you know, as we're able to talk about all the things under the sun, she also can get fucking defensive.
Oh,
and
yeah. No, and I'm
she
a
even
flawed
knows
person.
It.
Yes.
And so she'll even be defensive and be, you know, and only later will go, I got super defensive. Sorry about that. I don't know why. So what I'm getting at is it might not work out to talk to the girlfriend about her husband. Because
that she might get defensive or might start a fight with you because she kind of knows and doesn't want that to be real. And
so I guess maybe at least now I'm saying that it occurred to me when I was out in the water yesterday, like, fuck, what if that girlfriend of hers, not only is she probably uncomfortable with the way the husband talks, but she may try to defend him to save face for both of them. because it does sound like she's uncomfortable and laughing it off. But, you know, when someone says, you're my type, that's kind of a bold statement. That doesn't mean you look pretty today. That means not this one. You are my type. Right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it does. It's why it's very uncomfortable. I'm like uncomfortable even thinking about it. There's flirting and there's, you know, playful banter. And then there's like, what do I say to that? So somebody has written in and said we suck at therapy. And but I
not
also
in those words, though.
No,
right?
No, not exactly. But I also feel that theirs is not the best advice either. So let me ask you this before we go any further. What would you say she should do instead? Since you reject your own,
having
thought
about
great,
it,
yeah.
Look,
what do you think?
If she knows her friend well enough that she can say this to her and that it will go well, then I would say, okay, go with the original thoughts. If there's any possibility that she will get defensive and is, you know, essentially humiliated by the way this guy acts when he has a couple drinks, she may very well, you know, try to save face, try to make her seem like she's full of herself. Oh, get off it. That's my husband.
You're so desirable.
He's not into you. He's just being nice. Jesus. You know, it could go that route.
Right.
So all I'm saying is there's another option in my head that, because I do think talking about this, since it only comes up when he's drinking and you're at a party and it's a scene, you know, maybe it's, there's a few other clusters at the park. I would get up and walk away.
Okay, here is what. So you're just saying, I'll end this behavior by leaving, which is a totally
walk away.
Valid
just,
thing.
It, you know, like, just get up and leave. You know, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to be rude. I mean, it seems rude, but, you know, whether you go freshen your drink or go check on your kids, or you go to another conversation that's not about how you look tonight.
Yeah.
Leave him there with his wife and let those two talk that out.
Here is someone who says they've been in the same situation and says, you guys gave actual bad advice.
Well.
Here's what this person says should happen. I mean, it is right in the title. So,
I know. That's,
you can't
I
be
like,
too surprised, lady. She needs to snap back at the guy on the spot. Hey, any guy that hits on another woman, especially when his wife is my dear friend, could never be my type. So knock it off for the sake of all our friendships. That's the verbiage she suggests.
Let me finish.
Hold on.
Okay.
Just another line or two. His wife is already suffering by his comments, and as her friend, she needs to stand up to his comments. Putting it back on her just deepens the blow. Been in this same situation. Okay, have at it.
I again, without all the information, I'm missing pieces. If she's brave enough to do that, then sure. But it again, we're talking about people who are having drinks. Nobody is in their...
high and tight. Nobody's
people can
out.
React wrongly to anything in a setting where they've had too many drinks, and yes, where ego and marriages and relationships are involved, that could blow everything up. So I would have a tendency to be very confrontational about something like that. But I'm not someone who runs from conflict the same way others might. So for me, I don't have a problem speaking up for myself. And often I would go, I've learned with age, I have to rethink the way I do something before I do it, because my instant reaction isn't always my best reaction. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I don't know that it's good for me to just fly off and be like, hey, you know what? As nice as that sounds coming out of your fucking trap, you're actually being rude to your wife, my best friend. You know what I mean? Like, okay,
right.
There's a snappy comeback, but is that the right thing? I don't know. Probably not for me. It might come off better for her. But I have always gotten that, man, that guy's a fucking dick. And it's like, well, I was trying to defend myself, or I was trying to stop that, or I was trying to.
Going back to what you originally said, though, about, like, you know, sort of we're in a party situation and people are drinking, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid that if you snap back in the moment, he'll either pull the, you know, don't even know how to take a joke, bitch, or boy, you know, you're so full of yourself. You think I wasn't just kidding about that? Like, and then now the wife could get mad at you too. Like, why are you calling my husband? Like, I just see this becoming potentially like a total party CF.
Right.
Like, you know, if, and I don't know what we're talking about for the size of it. Are this just two couples that are together and your husband's oblivious and this guy's hitting on you and the wife is just laughing at him? Or is this, you know, a frat party that you guys are all at? Like, I just don't know what kind of situation this is. But I don't love this advice about hitting. I actually feel like after all this is said and done, your second thought on this is the one. And they, you know, that's like even what you should do with a kid. Like, I remember my kids would be throwing a fit in Target and I would walk away from them. And, you know, it worked. Like, they would be, which is, I don't know, people will yell at me, whatever. But I was just like, you know what I'm not going to do? Like, acknowledge this or try to soothe them. And it, like, F you. If that's how you're going to act, I'm walking away. And then they would come. It would be like my son wouldn't leave a store. He's like, no, I'm playing with this. And I'd take the other kid and I'd go, we're leaving. Goodbye. And I just walk out the front of the store. My son would be going, oh, no, but we're leaving the... I go, just wait for it. Just wait for it. And then a scream and comes running out. And then we get to leave. Like, I just don't... I just think that your second thought is the one. I don't want you snapping back at somebody unless it's so rude that you just can't help yourself. I just think walk away. Extract yourself from the situation. And then maybe any conversation that gets had about it after the fact is a little bit more constructive than suddenly we're all drunk and in a fight.
After the fact, if you've walked away and someone comes up, maybe the best friend, and says, what was that about? Then you can say, he makes me uncomfortable when he says stuff like that.
Right. And he says it. This isn't the first time.
And well, you don't like, even like the less is more there. Just it makes me uncomfortable when he talks like that.
That's true, Vin. Yeah, you don't need to give her a big, long explanation. She's been there for it. She knows.
Yeah, she does know, and that's my point. Like, you don't need to pour fuel on it. The less you say, the better in that. Maybe then she will handle it without having to be defensive because you've confronted them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was worried because I thought, she goes to her best friend and her best friend throws it back on her like, you conceited fucking cunt.
Right.
Oh, and yeah. now they're in a fight because the drunk husband is inappropriate.
Right. And possibly, I mean, honestly, I really feel like I hate that guy so much. Like, any guy who's going to talk like that to his wife's best friend.
In front of the wife.
It's just fishing. Is a dude who's fucking somebody at work, too. Like, I just feel like that's, or, you know, whatever, on these guys' weekends where they go off a fishing trip to Mexico or something. And they, you know, he's doing all the cocaine and hookers he can. Or, you know, like, that's that guy. I'm such a man-hater.
I don't know if that's it. I tried to tell you yesterday, you can have warm feelings towards your wife's friends because, by association, you've spent years with them. You've become friendly with them in a, hopefully, an appropriate way. And yet, you know, you have some drinks, maybe it's coming out of you. But the weird thing is that you're my type. It's one thing to say, I you look great tonight, or you're, you know, I, or better yet, don't say any of that. But either way, I do think that's the line right there. The whole, right. you're my type.
I feel bad for this lady.
Who the fuck would you say that to? Would you say that picking someone? Like, let me ask you. You're in a bar picking someone up. You go, you're my type?
Your type of what? Horror that you bring home? Like, what exactly type are we talking about here, you know? I don't know. I mean, it's if you're both single and you meet somewhere and you're chit-chatting and the guy's like, I love your humor. You're just my type. You know, that's like, I think, okay. Well, that's good to know that that you've got a type and I'm one of those. I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. I guess it's not always insulting. You're my type because you seem like a tramp. I mean, like, what do you mean? So I feel bad for the lady who wrote to us initially. I think that is a pickle to be in, the best friend situation. I feel bad for this lady who wrote it and said, you guys gave actual bad advice because, you know, upon reflection, I think Vinny's second thought is the one. Walk away. Just be like, and then, like you said, if the best friend is like, what's that all about? You just say, that makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. And I'm sorry for this lady who says she's been in the same situation and that's how she handled it. And I'd be interested to know, did it work? Or are you just not friends with those people anymore?
That's what I'm afraid of, is how people handle that in the moment.
Right. I don't want to get rid of my best friend because I'm mad at how her husband is acting.
You know, just because it's actually a funny story. I have a friend, and I can't remember what he said to his girlfriend. This is like our senior year in high school, but we're at a party, and both our girlfriends at the time had about enough of our drunkenness. Like, we were really, me and this person, my buddy, we're just pukes. We're both, put it this way, we're two people who no longer drink. Like, we cannot do it. I was trying not to say that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he says something to his girlfriend at this party, and it hits her wrong.
Oh.
I don't know what it was, but I remember looking over, and this lady takes every half drink off the table and starts throwing them at him.
Oh.
You know, all the drink. You know, like at the end of a party when everyone's shit-faced and there's a million half drinks on a table?
With the cigarette ends in them.
All those, yes. Ugh. Every one of those. She just starts covering him with these things. And he's standing there, both shit-faced, so he's, you know, barely able to function.
Right. And
he's catching every one of these drinks. No. He's covered. By the time she finishes her tantrum, he's covered in booze. And then she just turns around and walks away. And he's like still frozen. Like, just can't.
Like, what do I do?
What? Where's? How do I?
The whole time you're telling me the story, I'm thinking to myself, that's someone's house.
That is someone else's house.
Someone else's house. This is just awful. They thought it was toward the end of the night. They thought, well, look, it's not that bad. Mom and Dad aren't even going to know I did this. Oh, and it begins.
Until he gets hit with
tornado.
I mean, at least 20 drinks. At least.
And does the whole place just come to a grinding halt and everyone's watching this happen to poor nameless?
To whoever that might be, right.
Right.
God. Anyway, it's just one of those moments where I think, yeah, you got to be careful what you say when people have been drinking. And I don't think that's not the proper outcome for this scenario.
No, definitely not.
Fun memory, though.
Yeah. Listen, let's try to keep it low key this weekend, everybody. Okay. Let's not get in any half-drink tsunami situation. No.
Go crazy.
You know what? You do you. Have a great weekend, everybody. And we'll check you back here next week.
The end.